Okay, so let's learn. Okay, so here's the idea behind what we're about to learn. Okay, I guess I'll first say it the complicated way, and then I'll say it the easier way. The Ramban says in his introduction to Chumash that all of Torah, all of Chumash, is just Tzirufei Shemaisav Shaklash Baruch Hu, just one long stream of divine names. Just happens to be that Tziruf of Shemus is divided up in a way that translates to us as, you know, Vaidabra Shalmai Shalemar. But it's all Shemus Hakdashim. And therefore, by extension, the Svarim say that all Shemus Hakdashim are in truth derivatives of one single name, which is the Shem HaMavarish. The Shem HaMavarish. So to a certain degree, therefore, one can say that all of Torah is really just the Shem Hashem, is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's in truth what it all is. Now, there's a principle when it comes to Kedusha and Inyanei and Elokus, is that a piece of something is in truth, contains within it a reflection of the entire thing. So, in other words, if all of Torah is basically Yud Kei Vav Kei, it means any little piece of Torah is also Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Because Hashem Echad, something that's absolutely one, means it's undivisible. It means that even a piece of it is a reflection of the whole thing, right? The example I give is sacrilegious, but it's the cauliflower. I've mentioned this before, cauliflower. You take a piece of cauliflower, that little piece of cauliflower looks like the whole cauliflower. So that's kvyochol, how Kedusha works, is that a piece of something contains the whole thing. That's why you'll find, again, once I'm saying things that are above a pay grade, so, you know, we've mentioned this idea before, so we know that there's four different ways to expand the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Yud Vav Dalet, Yud is expanded to Yud Vav Dalet, but the other letters can be done in different ways. So there's four different ways to do that. And each way to do that, whether it's Hey Yud or Hey Aleph, Hey, and so on, there's different ways how to spell out the rest of the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. And there's four different ways, and each one has its own gematria. One way equals 72, the other one 63, the next one 45, and the final one 52. Avsagma ban. So those are four different manipulations of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now the Svarim say that each one of those extensions, those manipulations of Yud Kei Vav Kei, themselves are rooted in one of the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the letter Yud, when in expanded form, is Yud Kei Vav Kei turning into gematria 72. Hey, in expanded form, equals big gematria Yud Kei Vav Kei when it's 63, and so on and so forth. I understand. Are they four individual letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or are they each one an entire name of Yud Kei Vav Kei spelled out with different gematrias? Well, the answer is both. That's the nature of Kedusha. A piece of something contains within it a reflection of the whole thing. So if you take any particular letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, in there, you'll be able to find an entirely unique Yud Kei Vav Kei in there. I'm just giving this as an example of what we find in this form, but that's the klal. Again, going back, if all of Torah is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the principle is a piece of something is the entirety it reflects the whole thing, so then that means every mitzvah is going to be able to be seen as a Yud Kei Vav Kei system by itself. Not only is that true for every mitzvah, it's true for every sugya, right? Again, a piece of something reflects the entire thing, which means that any particular sugya in Torah, you should be able to find Yud Kei Vav Kei in it, whether it be with four shitas, whether it be with four dinim, chveis, I don't know. You should be able to find that. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a sugya that's related to this time of year, and we're going to find Yud Kei Vav Kei in it. That's what we're going to do. And the purpose of that is, first of all, learning. It's interesting, whatever. It's also when you connect Torah to its most sublime version of itself, which is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, then that already makes the Torah lichtig, and any dinim that are associated with that particular Torah, because again, we understand Istaka b'raisa bar alma, Hashem created the world through the Torah. So if there's any dinim and difficulties in the world, it means there's some sort of midas hadin in Torah itself. Well, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is the midah of rachman. So the more a person in their learning returns the Torah to its shayrish, realigning it with its root in Yud Kei Vav Kei, that it softens the din in the Torah, which then automatically removes and softens the din in the world. So this is an avoda by a lot of tzaddikim, is to return the Torah to its shayrish, to see the Torah in that lens, that prism of Pnimius HaTorah, which is rooted in Shemus HaKdashim, which is all rooted in Yud Kei Vav Kei. And by doing so, it brings things back to its shayrish. That's a big avoda we know by the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, at the end of his life, all he did was learn, all he did, as if it's a small thing, but what he did, he preoccupied himself at the end by just learning Tanakh and seeing all of Torah Shebaal Peh contained in that. It's something that we find in the Vilna Gaon a lot. I've mentioned this in the past. There's a major theme in his writings, whether it be in Kabbalah or Halacha, is to retrace the steps back to where things come from. That's in Halacha, in the Bir HaGra, that's what he does in Shulchan Aruch, to connect the rules of the Shulchan Aruch back to the Gemara. That's what he does in Kabbalah, in his Pirush Safed Tznius, in Tikkuni Zayir. He connects all the Kisari back to the Zayir, and all the Zayir back to Safed Tznius. So it's a major inyan by the Vilna Gaon, is to return things back to where they come from. And by doing so, it's Mamtik Dinim. The Vilna Gaon was a Bechina of Mashiach ben Yosef, and a major responsibility of Mashiach ben Yosef is to be Mamtik Dinim. So that was a major effort. So that's what we're going to try to do, you know, a little taste of such an avoda. We're going to take a sugya that's related to this time of year, and show Yud Kei Vav Kei with it. Yeah.
Tying a bow around the sugya, comes from Yud Kei Vav Kei. How does it relate to that third Bereishis Bara Elokim?
So that's So that's where so Maisa Bereishis was with the name Elokim, 32 Elokims. But that's where Man Torah comes, Aser Sedibris, which is Anoichi Havai Elokecha. To take my separations back. That's right. That's there's a famous thing from the Chiddush HaRim. Sfasemis quotes it a lot. That the Eser Makas were functioning to sort of prepare the Aser Sadibris, the Sar Mamaris, to turn into the Aser Sadibris, or to, you know, sort of reveal the Aser Sadibris through them. So because that's because the world that until Har Sinai, Chazal say, was unstable, right? So, but the reason is because there's a lot of Midas Hadin, because it wasn't connected back well enough to Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's what Aser Sadibris were for. That's exactly. That's why it starts there.
Isn't all din really chesed that's from Slavish?
Say it again.
Isn't all din really chesed that's from Slavish that we don't have? Yes,
that's right. So that's why. Yeah, that's why the more we give it expression to Yud Kei Vav Kei, the healthier it is. That's so exactly. It's not making something new, but it's
Mamtik, or is it to be makir that it's really chesed?
That's the same thing. Hainuach.
So Mamtik is really makir.
Sainuach, recognizing that it's ultimately din. That's what we mentioned on I think last week I said that the word Gvura equals Vigmachi Chesed three times. So Chesed is 72, Gvura is 216. So Chesed times three equals Gvura. Because that's what Gvura is made of. Gvura is made of Chesedim. Okay, so let's see. So the sugya we're going to do is the sugya of Zecher LeMikdash, of things that we do to remind ourselves of Beis HaMikdash. Things that we do because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but in order to remember the Beis HaMikdash, Zecher LeChorban, Zecher LeMikdash. All right, so let's break it down like this.
Is that the same thing over there?
We're going to find out. The question is, which letter is which? You know, that's, we'll find out. Okay, so we'll start with it like this. Maybe we'll just sort of dive right in. I'll give you the framework of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then we'll see the halachas of Zecher LeMikdash, how it flows with that. The name Yud Kei Vav Kei is obviously of four letters, but the way to think of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is really like the Mishnah says in Masech HaShabbos, Shtayim Shein Arba. It's two that are four. There's Yud Kei and Vav Kei. Yud Kei and Vav Kei is in truth, they reflect each other. Yud Kei is made of two letters. There's the Yud and there's the Hey, right? Yud is more associated with a masculine koyach, right? And then the hey is more considered feminine. That same model is true for Vavke. Vav is more masculine. Vav and Yud parallel each other, and the two hays parallel each other. The difference between Yud-Ke and Vav-Ke is both Yud-Ke and Vav-Ke, those letters are conceptually similar ideas or similar energies. Yud-Ke is just a higher level, you know, in a more extreme level than Vav-Ke. So this is what I mean when I say Yud-Ke Vav-Ke could be seen as Shtayim Shein Arba. It's two, Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, Shein Arba, which is four, because each one has a masculine and a feminine. But conceptually, the way to think of it is in that way, Shtayim Shein Arba.
Two little cauliflowers next to each other.
Something like that. Something like that. So, okay, so let's begin like this. The nature, what's going to be the difference between a masculine letter and a feminine letter? What's the difference? So one of the differences is as follows. We see this with people. This is how Hashem made the world also. Male, whether it be the letter Yud or the letter Vav, as we'll see, is going to be more connected to the thing itself. More tangible, more like the thing. A feminine letter, the two hays, are going to be more of what's the reaction to the thing itself. You know? So it's like, for example, there's two qualities in a person. There's Chochma and Bina. Chochma is more masculine, Bina is more feminine. Right? So Chochma is more the ability to learn a new information. But the way it is. So a person's sitting by a Rebbe, and the Rebbe's saying Torah, so you're learning something new. So by you receiving the kayach that you have to receive something new, that's called the kayach of Chachma. Then after you receive that, now the question is, what is my reaction to that? How does that fit with what I know from before? What's my emotional response to it? Maven dover mitaych dover, that's already feminine. So, in the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, again, you have masculine letters and feminine letters. The masculine letters are going to be more expressing the thing itself. Again, we're going to see examples of it. You'll see what I mean. And the feminine letters are going to be more the reaction to the thing itself. The Yud Kei is going to be that model of the thing and its reaction on a higher level. And Vav Kei is going to be that model of the thing with its reaction on a lower level. That's Shtayim Shein Arba. Let's see together. So Maramok number one is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Mishnah says like this. This is the first reference we have to the concept of Chazal doing things or establishing rules, Zecher LeMikdash. This is the way it is. So it says the Mishnah like this. Brishayna Hayalulav Nita LeMikdash Shiva. Originally, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, so the mitzvah of Sheikh Mulvin Esrig was as follows. In the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Sheikh Mulvin Esrig all 7 days of Yontif. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, you only Sheikh Mulvin Esrig the first day. That's what it is, Midaraisa. So that was the original halacha. So he says, Rishayna hayaluv nita b'migdash sheva, b'medina yom echad. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so now, what should the halacha be? Technically, the halacha is that everywhere on planet Earth, you only shake Luv and Esrog the first day. But Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin, Shei Lulav Nitel be Medina Sheva, that everywhere you should shake Luv and Esrog for all 7 days, Zeichel HaMikdash. Zeichel HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin, that we should do something wherever you are, you should do something, Mamish, the way it was done in Beis HaMikdash. So in order to, you should remember Beis HaMikdash. So you should feel that there's like a shaykh that you have to base on English, that something that originally was only done in base on English, you do wherever you are as well. That's the Mishnah. That was the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Marmokin number two, the Gemara over there says, Umi nolan da'avdinan zeich le'migdash. What's the source of such a thing? That you should, that there's such an idea that Chazal should have this weapon, you know, this tool in the toolbox of making a zeich le'migdash. Domar kro, because it says in Pasuk, ki el aruch alach u'makisecha, Hashem says that I will give you a healing and I'll take away the makkah and so on. It's a pasuk referencing Mashiach coming. Ki nidcha karolach, because until this point you've been called rejected, Hashem says. Tziyon hi, and this is the main point, Tziyon hi, the Klal Yisrael is called Tziyon, Yerushalayim is called Tziyon, based on English, Tziyon hi, doirish einla, and there's no one seeking Tziyon. Says the Gemara, Mechlal de Boidrisha. If Hashem is complaining, no one is seeking Tzion, it means that you should. It means that you should. So what does it mean that to be Dorish Tzion? So Chazal understood, to be Dorish Tzion means to make takanas of Zeich LeMikdash. Okay, so that's one type. Number one. Number two. Every sefer of the Rambam, you know, it's interesting. It sometimes goes overlooked. But the Rambam, every sefer, in the very, 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 very beginning, the Rambam quotes a pasuk. There's a pasuk that the Rambam puts on the title page to sort of establish a theme for the entire sefer. So in Sefer Avodah, which is about Beis HaMikdash, Karbonis, and so on, even before, like the like the Mamish, the title page, Sefer Avodah, right underneath the word Sefer Avodah, you'll see a few words, and it's a part of a pasuk. The Rambam wrote that in as an introduction. So the Rambam says, what's the pasuk introducing Sefer Avodah? So the pasuk is in Marmaka number 3, Sholu Shalom Yushalayim, Yishloy Oyevayach. To seek the peace of Yerushalayim. Sholu, ask and investigate the peace of Yerushalayim. Sholu Shalom Yushalayim. What is that introduction? What's the Rambam saying with that? So it's interesting. What the Rambam is saying is, Bapashtas, what the Rambam is saying is that when you learn Sefer Avodah, when you learn Hilchos Mikdash, so the Rambam is, you have to understand that the Chiddush of what the Rambam did over there. That Sefer is a huge Chiddush because it's not Negev as Manazeh. Everyone that preceded the Rambam didn't do that. The Rif and so on. All the Ga'inim, everyone that preceded the Rambam wrote Sfarim and Halacha. They were Negev as Manazeh. The Rambam all of a sudden is now creating a Sefer that's not Negev as Manazeh. It's only Lasa Lavois. So the Rambam is like addressing a problem. Everything the Rambam is trying to answer a problem. What's the problem? The problem is, what am I doing? What am I writing a Sefer Avodah for? Says the Rambam, besides knowing Hilchos Beis HaMikdash and Hilchos Karbanis, because it'll be Negev when Mashiach comes, you should know right now there's a Kiyam. You're being Mekayim something right now by learning Avodah, by learning about Beis HaMikdash. What is that? You're fulfilling this pasuk of Sholu Shalom Yerushalayim, of looking at the peace and celebrating Yerushalayim. You're Mekayim that pasuk. So I have a shayla. That's the milo, the benefit of learning Avodah, is that you're Mekayim that pasuk of Sholu Shalom Yerushalayim. I don't understand. If the Rambam is trying to find the pasuk to legitimize why it's kedai to learn about karbanas, shouldn't he pick the pasuk of Tzion he darish einla mechlal de baydrish? That's the Gemara chooses. Whereas, if you think about it, the Rambam is basically saying that there's an inyan of seeking Rishalayim, of thinking about Beis HaMikdash and so on. Well, you have a model to that. The model is Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was masaking Yishek Luv and Esther Gol 7 days because Zeich LeMikdash. So that's the pasuk of there was Tzion he darish einla. So the Rambam is trying to say, well, that's why you should learn Seder Avodah. So why does he make his own pasuk? No, he's not making up a pasuk, but I'm saying, why does he use the new pasuk of Sholo Shalom Yishalayim? Why not the pasuk of Tzion he darish einla? He's responding to that. Sholo Shalom. The pasuk is not a response. It's also a tzivoy. It's telling you what to do. So you could say maybe the pshat is because darish ain law. You would have to say okay, but you know, it's not as succinct. It's more of a negative thing. So you could say maybe the Rambam wanted to be positive about it. Could be.
One's a reaction to a destruction, and one is connecting to the way we're supposed.
This is my thought. You're heading there. What you just said is heading there. So this is the Nakuda. To me, these two halachas of Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, of the Zeich HaMikdash of Rabbi Yechon Zakkai, and the Rambam, Sholo Shalom Yishalayim, those are the letters Yudke of the infrastructure of Yudke Vavke when it comes to the Inyan of Zeich HaMikdash. It's a fundamentally different. The Inyan of Zeich HaMikdash of Rabbi Yechon Zakkai was do something that's reminiscent of what was done in Beis HaMikdash. It's an inyan of zikaron, of remembering something, of don't forget about Beis HaMikdash. Tzion hi darish ein la. Like, what was the pasuk before Tzion hi darish ein la? Nidcha karulach. You've been rejected. No one cares. No one's thinking about you. And that's it. Tzion hi darish ein la. There's no one asking it. There's no one's thinking about Tzion. No one's thinking about Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yechon Zakkai says, so you see there's an inyan of what? Of doing something. You're not in Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach isn't here yet. You're in wherever you are, Abra Kanfis Oretz. But I want you to imagine yourself as if the Beis Hamikdash is here, and as if you're standing in Beis Hamikdash and you're doing something to remember that. So it's a positive action that you're doing that's tangible, that reminds you of Beis Hamikdash. But then there's something else, which is Sholu Shalom Yishalayim, which is about the simcha and the joy that one has as a reaction to being in Beis Hamikdash. Shalom Yishalayim is not just ask about the Shalom of Yishalayim is more of the experience of Yishalayim. The tangible action of Beis Hamikdash, of recreating the action of Beis Hamikdash, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's the masculine, that's the letter Yud. That's the thing itself. Then there's the experience of the simcha and the joy that one has by being in a Beis Hamikdash atmosphere. That is the shalom, the peacefulness. The peacefulness is more of an emotional experience. The peacefulness that one has by learning Seder Avodah, by learning about Beis Hamikdash, by learning about Kabbanis and so on, it's the sort of the state of mind that a person is placed in by learning these things. It's not a matter of remembering Beis Hamikdash per se, but it's a matter it's not a matter of remembering the concrete particularities of Beis Hamikdash, but it's more the maven dover mitoch dover, the reaction that one has by being in that space of Beis Hamikdash. That's the hay that comes out of that. This is the difference. So when the Rambam says when you're learning Seder Avodah, you're not doing anything to fulfill that halacha of tzion hi darish ein lo. You're not doing anything to practically or actually remind yourself as if you're standing in Beis Hamikdash. But what you are doing by learning Seder Avodah is that you are investigating, you're contemplating the beauty of that thing that's called the Beis Hamikdash. By learning about the Avodah, by learning about the structure of the Beis Hamikdash, you're trying to take in the whole scene and reliving the experience. That's Hilchos Tamidim and Musafim. You're reliving the experience. I'm trying to find the right words. It's a hargosha. It's more of visceral. Yeah. It's more of a heart experience. The shalom of Yerushalayim, the peacefulness of Yerushalayim is the experience, the takeaway. To ask about the peace, to learn about the peacefulness of Yerushalayim, to become changed by that. So that, let's understand. So these two nekudas are unique. The reason why they're yudke is because this is an amazing thing, because both of these avoidas are, to a certain degree, ignoring the reality. Right? The reality on the ground is where we don't have a base in Migdash. Right, but so see the difference between Yudke and Vavke. As I said, Yudke is always higher and Vavke is lower. Vavke always corresponds to that which is practical, down to earth, what your physical eyes tell you. Yismichu Hashemayim is Yudke, Visogel Haaretz is Vavke. So Visogel Haaretz, that means down to earth. Down to earth, you're not standing in the base of the Midrash. What are you shaking Luv and Esek for 7 days for? Down to earth, you're not experiencing the iris of Mikdash. You're not watching the Kahanim Bavidasam, Ulevim, Bashirim, Ulezimram, Yisom. You're not seeing that. So you're not, what do you mean? You're taking in the sights of your Sholu Shalom. Like, well, the busing of Sholu Shalom Yishalim is like if you have a bus tour, like that should be the thing on the bus. Sholu Shalom Yishalim, because it's like taking in the scenes, right? When you shake, the Takana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not to take in the scenes of Yishalim. It was very tangible. This is a maisa that was done in Beis Hamikdash for 7 days. Do this maisa. What's the scene of it? Like, there's two people. There's a guy shaking with an esrog, and then there's the Chinese tourist taking pictures, right? So what the maisa itself, I'm giving that as this, you know, the maisa itself, that's tzion hi darish ein la. The sholu shalom yishalayim are the tourists taking pictures. So says the Rambam, why are you learning Seder Avodah? Why are you learning Sefer Avodah with the details of the Mizbeach and all these things? Because the Rambam says, I want you to go on tour. I'm taking on a tour of Yerushalayim, tour of Beis Hamikdash. That's Sholem Yishalom Yishalayim. That's the hey of Yudkei Vavkei. And then, but all of that is taking in what? Taking in the thing. Taking in the thing itself, which is the Takana Riyachim and Zakeh, so to speak, of actually doing something that the Beis HaMikdash, as if, you know, that to hold on to the actual experience of Beis HaMikdash. But both of them, no. Both of these, this is Yud and the Hey. But the point is, they're both ignoring reality. The reality is there is no Beis HaMikdash. So what are you doing, Sheikh Abu Vanesrig in Brooklyn for 7 days? And there is no tour of Yerushalayim you're going on. So what are you doing, basking in the glow of that experience? The answer is Yudke Yismucha Shemayim. Yismucha Shemayim says, ignore Galus for a second. Put your head somewhere else, and there's a higher space where the Beis HaMikdash still is. And in that higher space where the Beis HaMikdash still is, you can do something. The avoid the Beis HaMikdash still exists. Sheikh Lov Nesek for 7 days. That's the Yud, and take in the scene of Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, which is the Hay. So this is the idea. Again, as I said, there's masculine letters and feminine letters. And there's Yud-Kei and Vav-Kei. Yud-Kei, and this in and of our hiskashras to Beis HaMikdash is going to be captured by Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The Yud-Kei element is to connect yourself to Beis HaMikdash as if there is a Beis HaMikdash right now. And in that, there's the masculine side and there's the feminine side. The masculine side is do something like Avoida as if you're there. And the feminine side is take in the scene. So in halacha, these two have expressions. The yud of this experience is the takana of Yechem and Zakai, of doing something, mamash ki'ilu, you're sending a Beis HaMikdash, an actual avoida. And then there's the Rambam's inyan of shalosh shalom yishalayim, of an entire sefer avoida, which is also taking in the scene of Yerushalayim, as if you're standing in Yerushalayim, as if this is all actually happening, and you're taking in the scene. That's the Yud-Kei of this infrastructure. That same dynamic also then plays out in Vav-Kei. What's going to be Vav-Kei? Vav-Kei is also going to be things that we do in order to remember how we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and to feel the experience of not having a Beis HaMikdash. You understand? Those two qualities of masculine and feminine in a Yud-Kei form, which was to do something as if you have a Beis HaMikdash, and to experience what it's the feeling of having a Beis HaMikdash, which was Yud-Kei, is now going to be in Vav-Kei version, but now it's going to be V'saga La'aretz. So now there's going to be a takana to do something to remind you that you don't have Beis HaMikdash. Just like in the Yud version, there was doing something to remind you that you do have a Beis HaMikdash. That's called Sheikh Mov Nesek for 7 days. So now we're going to be introduced to a takana to remind you that you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And then there's also going to be a takana to make us take in the scene, so to speak, of not having a Beis HaMikdash, just like, which is going to be the final hay, just like there was a higher hay of Yud-Kei, which was to take in the scene of having a Beis HaMikdash. You understand what I'm saying over here? There's two different parts. There's Shemaim and Aretz. In Shemaim, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shemaila. And Aretz is no Beis HaMikdash Shemata. And every Beis HaMikdash has two components. There's being in Beis HaMikdash, and there's taking in the scene of Beis HaMikdash. There's actually doing the Avodah, and then watching yourself do the Avodah, right? So a full picture of Hiskashras to Beis HaMikdash is going to have these components. It's going to have something that reminds you of that, there's something that's reflective of being in the Beis HaMikdash, and taking in the scene of Beis HaMikdash, because there's a part of us that is in Beis HaMikdash. And then at the same time, there's going to be an aspect of reminding us that we don't have Beis HaMikdash and what it feels like not to have Beis HaMikdash, because there's part of us that doesn't.
I imagine there's real significance to the order of it. Right?
Of course. That's the model of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So let's see the examples, and hopefully it'll become more clear. Am I making any sense there? Yeah. Okay, Gvaldik. Okay, good. I'm only hearing the yeses. So
the first zug and the second zug was also represented in the two psakim.
Yeah. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about this soon. Take a look at Maramukah number 4.
Usually not good. Usually not good.
No, that's good. It's good for me. Yeah.
We're doing something that the classical didn't do when there was a mikdash.
We're doing something because we're forced you know, to sort of connect to Beis Hamikdash Lamaila. So it's like when you have a Beis Hamikdash and a Hanami, that's not necessary. But because there's no Beis Hamikdash, now we have to double down our efforts. It's Zehadover. Moshe says Zehadover, other Nevi'im say Koyamar Hashem. Zehadover means this. What's Koyamar Hashem? Wow, taking in the scene. Moshe Rabbeinu does take in the scene. He is the scene. It's like there's the audience, there's the actors that are playing, you know, and then there's the audience, right? Or let's say by sports, right? There's the actual players, and then there's the audience. So the players is like the yud, or is like the masculine letter, right? And the audience is the hey. So our connection to the Beis Hamikdash, we have to have both. There's an aspect of Rabbi Yechman Zakeh who's Mesakin that you're a player. So Sheikh Luv and Esrik, 7 days, you're in Beis Hamikdash, hello, don't watch the Kohanim, you're the Kohen. And then there's the Rambam in Sefer Avodah, which he's saying, no, watch the Kohanim. Look at the Mizbeach. Imagine yourself traveling through Yerushalayim and taking it all in. Be a fan. And you have to be both. So that dynamic, in the Yudke version of that dynamic, is that you are being a player with a functional Beis HaMikdash, and you're being a fan watching a functional Beis HaMikdash. Because Yismuch HaShemayim, Yudke means that you're allowed to be in that space that's above the limitations of time and space of this world. Vavke is also going to have that dynamic of being a player and being a fan and watching, but what is it that you're experiencing is actually a broken down Beis HaMikdash. So you are a player, so to speak, in the Churban, and you're also taking in the scene of the Churban, so to speak. And all that together is a full version of Yudkei Vavke. Take a look at Marmok number 4. Says the Gemara Baba Basra, Samach HaMebeis. Now we're moving into the Vavke. So now we're already talking about reminding us, you know, engaging with Beis HaMikdash, but as it is in our reality, a Vavke, which is, it's not here. So it's destroyed. Ton Rabbanan. It's an easy Gemara. Ton Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Kitshachar V'bayis B'shni, when the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabba Prushim B'Yisrael. There was a huge amount of prushim, of very, very from people. Shloi lechel basar, that they stopped eating meat. Shloi shtes yayin, they stopped drinking wine. So they were parish. So nitzva lehem Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua got involved with them. And Omer lehem, bona, he said, my children, why are you not eating meat and wine anymore? So Omer lehi, so they said, nechel basar. Shemen makrim agam mizbeach. How can we eat meat? That's what was born in the Mizbeach. V'ach Shabbatal. Nishte Yayin, Sheminasim Lagav Mizbeach, V'ach Shabbatal. We could drink wine. Wine was used in the Mizbeach. How could we drink wine? So Omer Lahem, so he says, Imkein Lechem Loi Neichal. So why are you eating bread? Shekvar Batal Menachis. What about Menachis? So how can you eat bread? So he said, you don't talk, it's a good idea. Efshir be Paris. We won't eat bread anymore. We're only going to eat Paris. So he says, Paris Neichal. You can't eat Paris either. Shekvar Batal Bikurim. You have Bikurim, so you can't. So Efshir Peres Acher, okay, Bikurim is only Shivas Aminim, so we could have not Shivas Aminim. So he says, okay, fine, so you'll have apricots for the rest of your life, but Mayim Leinish, not be able to drink water, Shekvar Batal Nisach HaMayim. So Shasku, so what did he show? He showed them that it's obviously not functional. So Amar Lahan Bana, he says like this, listen, Bov Amar Lahan, let me tell you what the proper Hadrach is. Shloilis Avokol Iker Efshir. Not to do anything for Avelis, that's not appropriate. Shekvar Nigaz or Gezerah. There's a gezerah of galus, and you have to be shaykh to it. Ulis avol yoysim idai, but to go to the extreme in avelus is also yevshe shein guys and gezerah letzibur alin kin roif tzibur yichol namiba. It's not something that we can handle. Klai Yisrael can't handle such a thing. So you have to find a proper medium, proper balance. Elakach omr chachamim. So what is the proper balance? So the Rabbi Shua told them, listen to what the chachamim say, and this is what you have to do. Sad adam es beisay besid umeshayer by davar muat. Listen to the takanas of Chazal. Chazal gave us takanas. What's one example? One takana is what we call Zeich L'Churban, which is that you are painting your home and you're remodeling your home. Leave a space that's unfinished. Zeich L'Churban. The kama, how much? Amar Rav Yosef, amal amah, it should be an amah by an amah. Amar Rav Chizin, Rav Chizin, can I get a Pesach? It should be by the door. Zeich L'Churban. Another example, Rabbi Yeshua said, Ois Adam Kol Tzarchei Seuda, a person should make their whole meal, have a... You know, in the ways of the Gemara in those days, meals were very either you like chop something quickly, but a real meal, real suda, was very mesoder. There was a certain amount of foods that were presented. It was a whole thing. And if there was a dish missing, it was noticeable that you're missing this dish. Because it was like very...
Shabbos has a format of what you...
Yeah, if you go somewhere for Shabbos, there's no gefilte fish. Like, what happened to gefilte, right?
So
yeah, it was mesoder. So that's that's why Pesach Seder, like, to us, it's so foreign and alien, like a structured meal. That's how Malachim kings ate like that. It was very mesoder. So anyway, so the Chazal made a takana. When you're making tzorchei suda, meshayer boi muat, leave out a dish. Mahi, what's an example of that? Or Rabba Karsa de Harsana, a little. It could be sardines, a little, but it's something that's normally brought and it's not there now. So it's noticeable. It's like a zechel churban, A woman puts on all of her jewelry. Again, in those days, chavdal kishut, and there was a certain amount of jewelry that was standard procedure. And if she's missing one, it's like, it's noticeable. Mishayir is davar mut. She should leave out one of her jewelries. Maihi, what's an example? Amrav, bastada, a certain type of bracelet. Okay. Shenemar. Mishkachich Yerushalayim, tishkach yimini, tikbak l'shen l'chik. Right? My al roish shemchasi, write the pasuk against roish shemchasi. So another example of Rav Yitzchak Zeif from Maklish of Roish Chasanim, that a chasan goes, he should put ash on his on his head. Amar Rav Pabla Abaya, hecha manachla, where should he put it? B'makim tefillin. Shenemar l'sum l'valitzin l'sis lemper tachas efer. Okay, so we'll see soon. I'll quote you the Rambam in a moment. But when the Rambam quotes these halachas in Hilchas Tainus, okay. It's in Parakeh, the end of Hilchas Tainus, the end of Parakeh and Hilchas Tainus. The Nakuda Pnimis of the Nakuda of all of these takanas, what's the Tzara Shava? The Tzara Shava is that Chazal are picking a scene and forcing us to make a hole in the scene. You know, like there should be something missing. Whether it be a house, something's missing. A meal, something's missing. A woman, with jewelry and stuff like that, something's missing. A chasen kala is all beautiful and is all clean and everything like that. There's a dirt spot right by the tefillin. There's something missing. What's the nekuda of that? The nekuda is because we're trying to do something. It's like when you're building a home, the home should be a reminder that the Beis Hamikdash is gone. It's not trying to make you sad. Understand, it's not trying to trigger an emotional reaction. It's trying to get you to remember an event or to remember a metzias. The reality you're trying to remember is, there's no Beis Hamikdash. That's the Nakuda. This is the Vav of the Yudke Vavke. Just as the Yud in the Yudke Vavke was doing an action, a positive, happy, good mice of Sheikh Mubinesik for 7 days to remind you of Avaidas Beis HaMikdash. So too now, there is an action that you're doing or there's something that you're experiencing to remind you how you don't have Beis HaMikdash, which is all these takanas of Zeichel L'Churban. Just as Sheikh Mubinesik was not necessarily to get you to experience the simcha and the joy of Beis HaMikdash, that's more of the hay. So too over here, these takanas are not to get you to be sad about it. This is in order to remember the Metzias. The source of the Pasuk is Mishkach Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini. You want to remember the Metzias. So you're doing something to proactively remind yourself of what's missing.
Lava Mechaber, it's a connection.
So this is the Vav. What's the Hey? So then there's another Takana. There's a Mishnah in Saita. This was in Baba Basra. So it's interesting. Gemara should be, it should be somewhat organized. I'm not saying it should be Rambam that organized, but this is the Sugi in Bava Basra of Zeich L'Churban. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying this over to that Chevra. But interestingly enough, there's a Mishnah that talks about a similar idea in Mesechah Saita. Why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua reference this? There's a Mishnah in Saita. Mishnah in Saita, Mem Chesem Ad Aleph. Mishnah says, Mishnah Batla Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin were batal, and as with the Beis HaMikdash was a little bit before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but around that time, batal hashir mi beis hamishtayis. Then song was prohibited. You're not allowed to sing. You're not allowed to sing in beis when drinking wine. There's a halachas of what songs are allowed, what songs are not. There was a gzeira against shir. Shenemar b'shir le'yishtu yayin. Now, again, in the Rambam, again, in Hilchas Tainus, the Rambam records this also. But the Rambam makes it very clear that this is a separate type of takana. By not singing, you're not reminding yourself of Korban Beis HaMikdash. What are you doing by not singing? You are not allowing yourself to be happy. That's what's going on over here. This is the final hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The final hey of Yud Kei Vav Kei is take in the scene of Korban Beis HaMikdash. And what is the Matzav Ruach? What is the emotional experience? What's the tour? What do you feel like when you're going through this, when you're taking the tour of Korban Beis HaMikdash? The answer is sadness. So to establish that, Chazal forbade and prohibited singing secular songs with drinking wine, wherever the Gedarim are. But it wasn't this takana of the prohibition of song was not to remind you of Korban Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't part of the system of a Mishkachech Yerushalayim, which is a Sugi in Babasra. Why would Rabbi Yeshua not mention that? Why is it in Saita? But the answer is because it's a different takana. There's again, just like in this infrastructure, there's, in a positive way, in connecting oneself to Ki'ilu, there is a Beis HaMikdash, which is more in Shemayim, the Beis HaMikdash Shemayla. Just like in that positive sense, there's Yud Kei, which is do something to remember the Metzius of Beis HaMikdash, Sheikh Luvanesuk 7 days, and then do something to sort of experience the emotional reaction to that, which is learn about Beis HaMikdash, learn about the Kohanim, imagine the scene, and Sholo Shalom Yishlein, like go on tour, you know, to see it. So too, in the negative, in Visoga L'Aretz, in the Vavke, they also have that dynamic. Do something to remind you that you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and make sure that you always hold on to that emotional state of what it's like losing a Beis HaMikdash. So there's an action to do, which is the Vav, to remember you don't have Beis HaMikdash. That's the Takanas of Zeich L'Korban Bav Asra. And then there's the Takana, the rule that Chazal established, which is to ensure that we still hold on to the Matzav Ruach, to the Maven Dover Mitech Dover, to the emotional experience of what it's like not to have a Beis HaMikdash, which we hold on to by this prohibition of Shir.
And prohibition of singing.
Prohibition of singing. Exactly, and specifically certain types of songs. That's what's brought down also. Again, Shir's Tashem and, you know, Holy Sites, that's something else. We're talking about like Stam music that has no, it's not Jewish, whatever. It has no meaning to it, it's secular. So that's, even if it's appropriate, it doesn't have to be, we're not talking about inappropriate things. That's also, it's also Osir, it's in order to create a Matzav Ruach. So again, this is the idea. Again, as you're seeing, the masculine letters is more of to remember the Metzias. The feminine letters is to take in that Metzius, is to experience that Metzius, is to hold on to the emotions that come from that experience. So, in Yud Kei, it's to hold on to the memory of the Beis HaMikdash in a positive way, and that's the Yud of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's Takana, and then there's the Hey of holding on to that experience, which is through learning about Karbanis and Kachin. And then you have the Vavke, which is the inyan of remembering the experience of what? Not of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but of remembering the experience of Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Takanas of Zeich LeMikdash in Bava Basra. And then you have the final Hey, which is to take in that experience on an emotional level and to always hold on to that feeling, which is through the takana of not having music. And this is the infrastructure of a Yud Kei Vav Kei in these halachas of Zeich LeMikdash. And again, this is how in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tainis, he sort of brings this out. In Marmokah, there were 6, the Rambam in Hilchas Tainis in Parakei. So he says like this, halacha Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, he's talking about the Gemaras in Bava Basra. And then in Halacha Yudal, he talks about the Mishnah in Saita. So he says like this: Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Tiknu Chachamim Shohayi Beis Hadar. The Chacham of that generation were Masakin, Shein Bayin Lo'elam Binin Mesuya. That all the Zeich LeMikdash stuff, like we saw, leaving in the home incomplete, the meal incomplete, and all those examples. V'chol Eilat Varm says the Rambam is Kedei Lizkar Yushalayim, is in order to remember Yushalayim. Shenemer Mashkach Yusham Tishkach Yimini. So again, it's not about emotional music. You're not, the halacha is not that you're supposed to walk into your home and see Zeich LeMikdash and all of a sudden becomes a bracha. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is your home should be incomplete, because when you walk into home, you should remember that there's another place that's incomplete. I therefore should be depressed from it. No, but that's the takana. Then there's a partner takana, which is overall to hold on to a certain sense of Zebrochenkeit. And that's the final hey of Yudke Vavke, and that is established by this rule of Chazal limiting Simcha. And the limitation of Simcha, for example, of not having a song with wine and so on and so forth, that is in order to hold on to a certain matzav ruach of Zebrochenkeit, which comes because of Beis HaMikdash. But there's the Zikaron. That's why Zikaron is much more of a masculine Indian. Zecher, Zachar, right? Zachar is the same. Literally means masculine, right? So that's why the Yud of Yudkei Vavkei, which was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so that was Tzionhi Darish Ein La Mechlal Dabay Drisha, that's called Zecher LeMikdash. That's what we call it, right? What do we call it? How do the Jewish people call it? There's a lot of Zecher LeMikdash and the Zecher LeChurban. Both are masculine, both are Zachar. Right, Zeich LeMikdash is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's the Yud, and Zeich LeChurban is the Gemara B'Masra. That's the Vav. But then you have the female experiences of that. Right, the Hey experiencing the Yud. That's what the Rambam is bringing to us with Sefer Avoda, which is live a life where you can feel that the ruach of the Beis HaMikdash permeates your life.
It's the experience.
So then there's the final hey version. We live in two planes. There's a part of us which connects to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Maila as if there's a avoda going on now, and then there's a part of us that connects to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata, which is broken. So you have these two experiences, huh?
It's like a yard site.
It's like a yard site. They have these two connect. Yeah, yeah. That's the way a Jew has to live. You have to have ger v'soishav, one foot in a high place of yishmuch hashemayim, one place in sagalaz.
Today, trying to enlighten people about the Easter of music.
Say it again.
There's a rough today.
Yeah.
Publishing things.
Yeah.
About the Easter of music, especially if letting loud music.
Well, that's anyway not a good idea for the ears.
For excessive sushi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's Chazal instituted breaking the glass, right? In order to. To remember, to minimize the simcha. That's all part of the final hey of Yudkei Vavkei.
I'm missing a little bit of Vavkei.
Yeah.
Zecher LeChurban, but it's not to be Zebrochen.
That's the hey of it. The Vav is to remember the experience, to remember the Metzias, be aware, be cognizant of the Metzias, and hey is your reaction to the Metzias. The masculine letter is going to be the Metzias itself. The Hey is going to be the reaction to it.
But on so, a non-emotional level?
So I'm saying Vavke is that dynamic. But but Vavke is what is the Metzias and what are you reacting to? The answer is Churban.
Right.
By Yudke, the Metzias and your reaction to it is Lichtig, Beis HaMikdash Shel Maila. Yeah, so that experience will be the hay of the Yud Kei Vavkei. Right. Everything has both the parts. There's the thing and there's the reaction. But I'm saying takanas of Chazal, again, I'm breaking it down like there's different takanas. It's all one experience in the soul, but I'm saying that Chazal give expression to these four elements with these particular kavanas. Then there's one second, let's just finish because it's getting late. There's the one final nakuda. Yud Kei Vavkei is four letters, yeah? But the truth is there's a fifth component. That's the Kutzah Shel Yud. That's the crown of the Yud. That's called Keser. That's the highest element of Yud Kei Vavkei. Now there's a principle in Kabbalah, which is that the highest, highest, highest is actually connected to the lowest, lowest, lowest. So the name Yud Kei Vavkei is the Shem HaMefarish, but there's another name of Hashem which sort of is lower than Yud Kei Vavkei, but it connects to it, which is the name Adonai. Again, what I'm about to say for the next 2 minutes is mamish in parentheses. If you get it, you get it. If not, not. Don't worry about it. But it's. I want to say it. So for those, I'm Evan Yovin, I guess. So you have Yud Kei Vavkei, but then you have the crown of Yud Kei Vavkei. The principle is the crown of Yud Kei Vavkei, something that's very, very high is connected to that which is very, very low. So ironically, the Kutzah Shel Yud, the crown on top of Yud Kei Vavkei, is going to be very shayach to the name of Hashem, which is actually lower than Yud Kei Vavkei, which is the name Adonai. That's the name Adonai means. The king, it's referencing Hashem as a king, which a crown, right? Keser Malchus, right? The crown represents the king. Yud Kei Vavkei doesn't represent Hashem's Malchus. Yud Kei Vavkei represents who Hashem is when he's by himself, so to speak. Hay hay v'yiyah. Like when Hashem is operating in that space that's above time, it's, that that's his own. The name Adonai already means that Hashem is Adoyin Hakol. He's the master of everyone. It means all of a sudden he's the king. And a king needs a crown. Where's the crown? The crown is the highest apex of the Yud, the Kutzer Shel Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei. So you see an interesting dynamic, right? So the crown, I'm not explaining why, but the highest quality of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that which is even above Yud Kei Vav Kei to a certain degree, is Shaykh to what? To the name of Adonai, which is below Yud Kei Vav Kei. As the Sefer Yetzir says, no, Tzayf Mitzchalas and Lesbos Zayfen, the beginnings and ends are bound to each other. Beginnings and ends are bound to each other. So there's another takana that Chazal did. What's the other takana? Take a look at Maramakim number 8. This is a Mishnah in Saita, Mem Tesmet Alf. We saw before the prohibition against singing. That was Mem Chesmet Alf. This is Mem Tesmet Alf. The Mishnah says as follows, Bepulmus shel aspasiones. By the, it's hard to know what the translation of pulmus is. It's Machlokes Rishayim. By the time, I guess you can say, of aspasiones. So Gozru ala Taras Chasanim. Chazal prohibited Chasanim from wearing crowns. It was a minig in those days that a chassan would wear a crown. Chassan kali wear crowns. So they prohibited that. Says the Mishnah further, but pulmus shel Titus, by the pulmus, by the attack, by the era of Titus, gozru ala taras kalas, they prohibited the kala from wearing a crown. But pulmus ha'achrain, by the final pulmus, gozru shleitetzia kala ba'afriyon betochi ir, they prohibited the kala from being escorted through the city with like a beautiful chuppah. V'rabesinu tiru, but then Chazal were matir it, shetetze kal b'parim tochir, that last takana was annulled. What, so there's a prohibition, a new prohibition against crowns. When did this happen? So this machlekes rishon between Rashi and Rambam, whether this is the oldest takana or whether it's the latest takana. You see what's going on over here? A takana against crowns, which is the kutzah shel yud, and the beginnings and ends are bound to each other. So you have the four takana, the four inyanim of Yud Kei Vav Kei, but then you have the crown. But is the crown above Yud Kei Vav Kei? Does it precede everything? Or does it come after everything? It's Machlag is Rashi Rambam, but they're both true. Take a look at Rashi. Maravaka number 9. Rashi says, again, the Mishnah referenced three pulmasin, right? There's the pulmas of Aspasiones, the pulmas of Titus, and the final pulmas. Says Rashi, by pulmas ha'achar, and says Rashi, who shall churban ha'bayis? The shal Titus nami ha'ava. The pulmas ha'achroin, that's a reference to when the Beis Mishmash was actually destroyed, which means that the pulmas of Aspasiones and of Titus, in which they decreed against these crowns, that was before the Churban. Rashi, the previous Rashi says, was at least 50 years before the Churban. So the first something that has anything to do with Zeich LeMikdash and the entire inyan of Zeich LeChurban, Zeich LeMikdash, before any, the very, very beginning, says Rashi, was this gzeir against crowns. Because this is the Kutzah Shel Yud from which will emanate the Yud Kei Vav Kei of the Takanas of Zeich LeMikdash and Zeich LeChurban. The Rambam says not like that. Take a look at Maramukah number 10, the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'achar kach, says the Rambam, afterwards, in other words, after all the Takanas of Bava Basra and the Takanas against music, after all the Zeich LeMikdashes of Yud Kei Vav Kei already established, then after Yud Kei Vav Kei, now you have the name Adonai, and now that you have, after Yud Kei Vav Kei, Gazra Taras Chasanim, now after all of that, at the end, the very end, they made a Takana against crowns, Shalei L'Nichon Kal, not to wear crowns. So Rashi says this pulmus was preceded all the Zeich LeMikdashes. The Rambam says, no, it postdated all the Zeich LeMikdashes. Eil veil delikim chayim, because when you see things from the infrastructure of Yud Kei Vav Kei, so the four takanas of Zeich LeMikdash with its masculine and feminine, and two takanas of Zeich LeChurban, masculine and feminine, that's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the before Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's a Kutzei Shel Yud, which is deeply rooted in what's after Yud Kei Vav Kei, the name Adonai. So that takana of against crowns corresponds to the Kutzah Shel Yud, which both precedes Yud Kei Vav Kei, but is also deeply rooted in what's after Yud Kei Vav Kei. Therefore, Rashi and the Rambam reflect both these truths. Rashi says it happened before before any of the institutions of Zeich LeMikdash or Zeich LeChurban came this first takana of crowns, and the Rambam says no, it came after. The answer is in physicality, in Nigla, when it's just a historical event. So someone's got to be right, someone's got to be wrong, either Rashi or the Rambam. So you can say, maybe they thought of it initially and only established, you can say Torah like that, fine. But in Pnimius, they're both 100% true because they're both this takana of against crowns is a reflection of the Kutzei Shel Yud. And the Kutzei Shel Yud on the one hand, precedes Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's deeply connected, and it truly expresses itself in full only when you get after Yud Kei Vav Kei to the name Adnai, of No Seif Mitchlas and Tchlas B'Seifan, of Keser Malchus, of Yi Keser Elyon, Keser Malchus, Yi Keser Elyon. Again, this last part, I'm not explaining what this means in Avodah, but you should just see an infrastructure. The Tachlis of all of this is one thing. Everything in Torah is much deeper than we think, and everything in Torah is a system through which Hashem reveals Himself. That's the Nakuda. The Torah is not just rules that we live by, but the actual Torah itself and the rules, the sugyas of Torah are themselves spiritual infrastructures through which God's presence comes into the world. And that's what Hashem Kaddish is. That's what Hashem's name is. The name of Hashem is the infrastructure through which He comes into reality. So therefore, every sugi is modeled after that, because that's what every sugi fundamentally is. So this is the sugi of Zeich LeMikdash and Zeich LeChurban with this fifth element of the takana against crowns, and that's the full completion of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei and its connection to the name Adnai with the site of Keser and Keser Malchus, which we zeicha to the revelation of Gilui Shem Shemayim and the Shem HaMefarshim revealed way.